yourself, Mr. Hato.
Thank you, colleague. Mr. President, this brings me to my closing remarks on behalf of Curaçao. In Curaçao, we have a saying in Papiamento, Lampi no posende sin kerosene, which loosely translates to you cannot make bricks without straw. In my opening remarks, I have reflected upon the challenges that Curaçao has faced during the last reporting cycle. Curaçao has proven that even though we did not have sufficient resources, we were able to uphold our human rights standards with the help of our partners within the kingdom and NGOs. With regards to the recommendation of China, Lebanon, Sri Lanka, and Iran, in the area of human trafficking, Curaçao had just last week approved a national action plan and policy on the basis of which a permanent commission consisting of relevant stakeholders will be installed. This permanent commission will see to it that a national coordination center for human trafficking prevention will come into existence in 2023. Furthermore, Curaçao believes that part of tackling the broader topic of trafficking in persons is increasing cooperation and information sharing within the region. For that reason, Curaçao has actively started engaging the region and asking for the sharing of best practices and exchange of information in the field of human trafficking. With regards to the recommendation by Ireland, Iraq, and Mexico, all children have access to school and other facilities even when undocumented. Children who are born on the island can receive a residence permit even though they didn't enter a petition at birth. Furthermore, special attention was given to children who enter a petition during Curaçao's less special integration program for undocumented migrants. If they were on the island, a small children, they could receive a residence permit for an indefinite period. On a regular and broader basis, Curaçao organized awareness campaigns regarding the rights of children. With regards to the recommendations made by Samoa and Ireland about implementing a human rights institute, as we mentioned earlier, the necessary law already passed the parliament. Implementation will take place within a short period of time. With regards to the recommendation by Sri Lanka, the ILO Convention 190 on the sexual harassment and violence on the work floor has been adopted in 2019 and has entered into force in 2021. The government strives to bridge the still existing gender wage gap, especially in the more feminine sectors such as medical care. Curaçao acknowledges that this will be a continuing and gradual process. With regards to the recommendation by Libya, Morocco, and Mexico, our Labor Complaints Department stands for the protection of all workers, including migrants, disabled workers, and illegal migrants workers. They all have the same right without distinction of any sort. With regards to the recommendation from the United Kingdom, the Philippines, Samoa, and Panama, the risks for natural hazards and loss of biodiversity due to climate change are expected to increase during the upcoming decades. For Curaçao, this mainly includes erosion and economic losses in coastal settlement that will affect both the population and tourism. The infrastructure of a significant part of the island will also be increasingly vulnerable to the rising sea level and the risk of flash floods and coastal inundation, resulting in severely damaged roads and vital infrastructure. In this light, Curaçao took the decision to establish a Curaçao climate change platform with a goal to make Curaçao more resilient to climate change. The objective of the Curaçao climate change platform is to study the adverse impacts of climate change for Curaçao and develop adaptive measures which will reduce the vulnerability and enhance Curaçao's resilience. In order to ensure the sustainability of this work, the Curaçao Climate Change Platform will remain committed to support disaster risk reduction, climate change mitigation and adaptation, and capacity development of national experts to assure a sustainable development of Curaçao. With regards to the recommendation made by Cyprus in regards to the definition of rape, Curaçao has discussed this within the kingdom as to come to a clear approach of defining rape. We have come a long way in our human rights efforts, yet we are aware that there is room for improvement. However, let there be no misgiving, because despite of our challenges, we are doing our utmost to act upon improvement. I thank you for the opportunity to speak, and I yield the floor back to my colleague, Minister Richardson.